This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Good morning, and welcome to the April 17th edition of the Piatt County Journal-Republican. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Of course, the news starts today with the fact that Legionnaires' disease, Legionella, has been found at the Piatt County Nursing Home. This article by Will Simmons and Heather Robinson to WCIA. Administrators are doing all they can to bring life back to normal for residents at the Piatt County Nursing Home after Legionella was found in the water system. Last week, one nursing home resident died because of Legionnaires' disease, and now the State Department of Public Health has the official test results back with the nursing home testing positive for Legionella. Executive Director Scott Porter shared that there were no signs the water system harbored bacteria before two residents tested positive, but after results, it was more than likely that the water would test positive. This result's not that surprising to us, said Porter, but basically our entire hot water system is compromised with it at this point. One person died as a result of the Legionnaires' disease, while another was exposed to the bacteria but showed no signs of illness. Porter added that we've installed point-of-contact filters that are approved basically by our water consultants with whom we're working. We hope to have every point of contact fixed. So, Porter added that the 50-year-old building was outfitted with filters on many water fixtures last week. Those that weren't updated have not been used since. Residents have been using bottled water for drinking. Porter explained that the shower rooms are running, the kitchens are running, any place that we would need hot water, Porter said, it's available. But the residence rooms, unfortunately, we have to use wash basins that are disinfected three times a day for them to be able to wash their hands. To that end, filters have been installed in the residence rooms, and the home hopes to have safe hot water running to the rooms shortly. There have been no new cases of Legionnaires' disease. The Illinois Department of Public Health recommends testing only for those patients showing respiratory symptoms, but families can also request them for their loved ones, something Porter had to consider since his own father is a resident. You think about that. Do you want them tested? For my family, we decided to follow the guidance of the Illinois Department of Public Health, Porter said. He spoke with the person's family who died of Legionnaires' disease, and he said it is something he wishes he could have seen coming. That's the kind of thing that if anybody else has an organization like ours, consider testing anyway, Porter said. You don't want to go through this. You don't want to learn that you have an issue because there has been a death. Also on today's front page, we learn that the Monticello City Council has abandoned its plans to buy the original Iwo Jima flag-raising monument. This article by Nora Mayberry. The Monticello City Council had plans to purchase the original Iwo Jima flag-raising monument, which city officials hoped to make the centerpiece of the new Freedom Park for a cost of a little over $1 million. The council was presented with a letter of intent to purchase the statue. The letter of intent, however, was not binding, but rather it was an expression of intent for the parties to work in good faith towards a possible future agreement concerning the purchase of the property, said City Administrator Terry Summers. Council members then discussed how residents in their wards have expressed displeasure with the project. The council members said all of the feedback they have had from the public has been negative, and residents have expressed a desire for the city to focus on infrastructure projects instead of purchasing the statue. They also discussed obtaining insurance for transporting the statue and discussed how that may prevent the city from moving forward with the project. Mayor Larry Stoner thought approving the letter of intent to purchase the statue would allow the board more time to discuss the issue. The motion to approve the letter of intent failed, with Alderman Andrea Lively, Cole Carey, Tom Percy, Tom Reed, Eric Broderick, and Wendell Brock all voting no. Stoner said the letter of intent failing didn't mean the city wasn't committed to Freedom Park itself. The park is still viable, Stoner said. We just won't have a $1 million statue as its centerpiece. The council had spent time at the past two board meetings discussing the park. During the March 25th meeting, the council discussed feedback they had received regarding the costs of the parks. Summers told the council he went back to the drawing board regarding Freedom Park after discussion at previous meetings. The council has approved a budget that includes $6.7 million for the two parks. Summers said with redesigned elements, he feels the project can be done at or below budget. The revised project would have included fewer parking spaces, a shorter walking path, and the city's Public Works Department doing more of the work than originally planned. During the March 25th meeting, that same meeting, Brock told the council that he had gotten three phone calls about Freedom Park. All three calls were from individuals concerned about the price tag, stating that this is money that could be spent on infrastructure. Summers said he had heard from some people as well and emphasized that we are not depleting business district or TIF funds, and since 2017, we have spent over $5 million on street projects. Alderman Rodney Burris emphasized that the past should be honored and not forgotten, and Alderman Michael Kuhn pointed out that the city would receive returns on this investment. During the March 11th meeting, Summers told the council that some of the statue was not all plaster and was actually plaster of Paris, which does not do well in an outdoor climate. Because of this, the statue would need to have an indoor placement. Glass enclosures for the statue would cost between $1.8 and $2.4 million. Summers also revealed that design engineers did a soil boring test, which identified a large amount of fill on the southern portion of the site designated for the statue. The statue, which weighs approximately 5 tons, cannot sit on top of that area as planned. The engineers recommended relocating the statue closer to Market Street. Summer said that construction, starting in September for the park, was unlikely due to the issues with the statue. During the March 11th meeting, council members discussed the price of the enclosure and the cost of maintenance of the enclosure, how changing the placement of the statue will affect the project, and the initial project cost compared with the current estimated cost. Brock said the project could easily become a thorn in the side of the city as money is added at every turn to the project. Today's front page also includes news about a bridge being replaced on I-72. This article by Nora Mayberry. In that effort, Bridge Street will be reduced to one lane in each direction from now until December. the Illinois Department of Transportation announced that replacement of the Bridge Street Bridge over Interstate 72 in Monticello is now underway. The project includes removal of the existing bridge, driving new pilings, erecting steel beams, pouring concrete, and other work. The project will require full nighttime closures of I-72 and will reduce Bridge Street to one lane in each direction until December. IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, said that motorists can expect delays and should allow extra time for trips through this area. IDOT recommends motorists avoid the work area and use alternate routes whenever possible. Drivers are urged to pay close attention to changing conditions and signs in and around the work zones, to obey the posted speed limits, refrain from using mobile devices, and be alert for workers and equipment. Over the next 6 years, IDOT is planning to improve more than 3,000 miles of highway and nearly 10 million square feet of bridge decks as part of the Rebuild Illinois program, which is investing $33.2 billion into all modes of transportation. Accomplishments through year four of the Rebuild Illinois program included approximately $12.1 million of improvements statewide. Accomplishments through year four of Rebuild Illinois included approximately $12.1 billion of improvements statewide on over 5,000 miles of highway, over 500 bridges, and 762 additional safety improvements. Also on today's front page, we learn that Jamie Tribaum is leaving Monticello for a job with the Illinois Department of Transportation. This article also by Nora Mayberry. Jamie Tribaum is leaving Piatran. Tribaum's resignation was effective April 12th. Jamie Tribaum has served as Piatran director since November of 2018, leading the organization through various budget challenges as well as the COVID-19 pandemic. Her resignation letter said she has been offered an incredible opportunity with IDOT as Bureau Chief of Transit Compliance. "This is an opportunity," she said, "that I simply can't pass up. It allows me to still stay connected to the transit industry," she said. "Throughout my almost 7 years with Piatran, I have seen some ups and downs, but this job has taught me that I do have a passion for transportation. I have learned to deal with many situations beyond my control and have gained valuable skills that I will carry with me into this new opportunity." The position with IDOT is a work-from-home position, and Tribaum suggested a transition period where she could work out of the Piatran office and assist with the transition for a set period of time. "I sincerely appreciate this opportunity I have been given and the unwavering support I have received from so many of the Piatt County Board members," Tribaum said. "I hope Piatran continues on the trajectory it is on and truly becomes everything I know that it can be." We wish Jamie Tribaum the best of luck in her new position. This week's pet of the week is Mushroom, who is called the sweetest kitty, and indeed, he's a gorgeous black and white, handsome cat. He's great with other cats and kittens and loves to share her cuddles. Mushroom can be adopted from the Piatt County Animal Shelter, and you can go see her and meet her and other adoptable pets by calling the shelter at 217-762-7227 to come see the animals. You can also email the shelter at piattanimals@hotmail.com. www.thebrainfieldtrip.com. This week's community notes are numerous. Let's start with the City of Monticello, which is seeking volunteer firefighters. The City of Monticello Fire and Rescue Department volunteer firefighters and emergency medical technicians, EMTs, undergo extensive professional training as volunteers serving their community. Interested persons may complete an application and return it to the municipal building in Monticello at 210 North Hamilton. Applications can also be found online at the City of Monticello's website, which is simply cityofmonticello, all one word, .net/document center, and you'll find the applications to become a volunteer fire and rescue and emergency medical technician. Next, we learn that the Community Works Grant application portal is now opening. The Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, which is called HICF, is accepting applications from area nonprofit organizations seeking grants from the Community Works Fund. In 2024, Community Works will award $400,000 in grants due to the $1 million grant funding collaboration moving forward between the HICF, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, and the Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. Minimum grants per organization are $10,000, up to a maximum grant of $100,000. The deadline to apply is May 7th. Recipients will be announced on June 11th at 8:05 a.m. on Byers & Company. Community Works grants will be awarded to not-for-profit organizations and schools serving Macon, Piatt, and Moultrie counties, as well as Paris, Illinois. The purpose of the grants is to support programs and projects that focus on education, workforce development, and environmental sustainability. More details and applications are available at the Heart of Illinois Foundation website, which is simply heartofillinois, all one word, .org/movingforward. Once again, that's simply heartofillinois.org/movingforward. Next up in our community news is that the Monticello Mercantile is going to hold a boutique bash and market on Main. A little spring with a little Cinco de Mayo. It just so happens that the annual spring bash this year falls on Cinco de Mayo, and Monticello Mercantile couldn't be more excited to celebrate. They're welcoming Burrito King for some Mexican fare. Margaritas will be available for purchase from the Main Street Pub, and of course they will have their usual mix of vendors on the market on Main and live music from local bands for you to enjoy. The event will take place on May 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. All vendors are welcome, but priority will be given to those who are unique in nature. Vendor spaces will be available for $25 each for a 12 by 12 foot area. Vendor fees will be invoiced upon acceptance of their application. Vendor fees are non-refundable, and vendors are responsible for bringing their own setup, including tables, chairs, loading and unloading, and smiling faces. Street setups will not have electricity. For more information and for applications and more info, you can visit Monticello Mercantile's Facebook page, which is simply facebook.com/Monticello-Mercantile. Next up, we learn that the Railway Museum is going to host a Mother's Day celebration. Looking for a fun way to celebrate Mom? Join the museum on May 11th for the Mother's Day Weekend Dinner Train for a unique experience on the train. You can choose to ride in a historic dining car or enjoy an exclusive experience on board our private car. Guests can choose from delicious filet medallions, grilled chicken, or pasta primavera. For tickets and more information, visit the Railway Museum's website, which is simply MRYM, Monticello Railway, YM.org, for a complete list of activities. Monticello High School is hosting a show choir camp event for young performers in grades kindergarten through eighth grade. It's called Showstoppers, and it's the premier song and dance camp for young performers. In this high-impact experience, students discover new skills, audition tips, and vocal techniques to become a stronger performer. Performers learn new songs and choreography, and they put on a show with props, microphones, solos, and more. All schools are welcome, and no experience is necessary. This event is a fundraiser for the host, Monticello High School's Music Boosters. The Monticello High School Summer Show Choir Camp will be on June 24th through the 28th. All schools are welcome, and they will students from grades kindergarten through eighth grade will be organized into three different age groups. For details, go to the Showstoppers website, which is simply showstoppersjt.com. Again, the camp will run from June 24th to through the 28th at Monticello High School. Next up, you're invited to sharpen your gardening skills with University of Illinois Extension Master Gardeners. Prepare for the gardening season with free workshops covering garden tool maintenance, herb gardens, and growing tomatoes.